That's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. Boy, we've got a great conversation we are going to have here this afternoon. I've got Dr. Tommy Stoddard, who is a dentist here in Greenwood. He's a private practiced dentistry for 31 years, and he went to Clemson, then he went to the Medical University of South Carolina, and he's a member of the American Dental Association, South Carolina Dental Association, past president of the Piedmont Dental Association of South Carolina. How you doing today, Tommy?
I'm doing great today, Ann. Thank you.
Very good. And then, of course, I have the one and only Sammy
Nasrallahi.
There you go. I knew I could say it properly. How you doing today, Sammy?
I'm doing great, Ann. Thanks for having us.
You know, Sammy, he's up there at Rugs of Distinction. He has also started a product several years ago, Hydro One Premium Beverages are just something that is made right here in Greenwood. Many of you know that Sammy is always involved in a lot of projects here in our community, and many of you may not know, though, he's a foreigner. He's from Iran. That's right. He came here to the United States with $1,900 that he saved up, took a got a plane ride here, and had $320 in his pocket when he arrived in Chicago. Ended up coming down here, going to school at Erskine, also played professional soccer, and then when he had children, decided he better get out of town and come back home to Greenwood with, of course, his lovely wife, who is from this area. So, Sammy, what do you have to say about this life ride you've been on?
So far, it's been excellent. I can't complain.
You can't complain?
Especially coming to Greenwood. This is my hometown. It's been my hometown basically since 1977 while I was at Erskine. So even though I left here for a couple of years, but we always called Greenwood our home.
Now, why did you go to Erskine?
I had a full soccer scholarship.
Okay. All right. So that was pretty good. But, you know, we were talking, a lot of people probably don't know this about you, that your family over there in Iran are tailors.
Yes.
Yes.
I grew up in almost four out of five uncles' side. They were all, they owned tailor shops in Iran. So
yeah,
it was interesting.
Absolutely. Do you make any clothes now?
Oh, no.
No, okay. Just checking. You know, our goldsmith, Richard, is a tailor from Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Pretty interesting
right.
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you, why did you want to come to the United States? Living in Iran back in the day, why did you want to come to the United States? That was a pretty gutsy move, $1,900 and just come over here to the United States.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's a dream to come to the United States. And when you're overseas, and that's what I get disappointed with our own citizen here, they don't appreciate what they have in our country. I mean, this is the, honestly, land of opportunity. And unfortunately, that part of the world, when you grow up, if you're lucky to grow up in a rich family, then you have all the opportunities. But if you're not, going to make it. And you grow up in a poor family, you're going to basically die in a poor family. So
can't even win the lottery and get out of that?
Doesn't you don't win much. Even if you win, that's not going to be much. So it's not going to be a life-changing, even if you win a lottery. So for me, when I had an opportunity to come to U.S., I took it over playing first division soccer and then come to United States. Because if I would have traveled with our Olympic team, I would have missed the opportunity to come to U.S. So I passed that to come here. It just tells you the difference, you know, how important it is. Because I can always go back and play soccer when I was younger. But you don't get a second chance to come from, you know, where I come from to come to United States.
It's pretty interesting that soccer was that big of a ability to be able to get to the United States, right?
The time I came here, obviously, soccer was not known at all. Mm-hmm. And that's why, to be honest with you, right now, soccer is in a complete different level.
Right.
But we're talking about 1974 when I came to Chicago. So it was not, soccer was not that big. And that's why it was easier to make it to a professional level. But there was not many Americans playing in our team. And that's what the U.S. Soccer Federation made the rule that at least 4 to 6 American players has to be in the team. Because there were so many foreign players or signing and playing. So the idea was, you know, creating better opportunity for American players, you know, to play the game so we can take our national team to the next level.
And today, soccer is just great. And the women's soccer team was there in Washington, D.C. Yes, yesterday, day before, I think. Pretty awesome.
It's exciting to hear that. And I wish that our boys' team will do as good as our girls. Our girls have been dominating the world soccer for years right now. And we need to go back and hopefully start training our boys also as good as they do with the girls.
Now, what did you graduate at Erskine?
Back home, I studied business. So when I came to Erskine, I studied physical education.
Physical education.
Soccer was passion.
Yeah.
And I was going to go into coaching.
Well, you did coach for
yes,
a lot of years.
The difference was I wasn't getting paid as much as.
So what made you decide to open a business here in Greenwood? The rug business, first off.
Well, my first business was based pure on a relationship that I had with thousands of players that they played soccer for me. I had camps. I had averaged 6 to 8 camps during the summer. So I had hundreds of children that the parents trusted me for them to be trained by me for a week. Mm-hmm. And some of them, they stayed entire week with us when we do the overnight camps. So to me, if they trust you with their children, I think they trust you with the business you're in. So that's what my rug business for 25 years in a small town of Greenwood. It's been a lot more successful than most of my friends that they have, you know, this kind of business in a larger city.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I do believe in service. And as you know, I was awarded, you know, a few months ago.
Businessman of the Year. Yes, that was a pretty big honor.
I'm proud of it. And obviously my team deserved that, you know, all the credit. The people, they work with us. And most everybody, we have delivered the rugs or sold the rugs or we did any kind of service to them or for them. It's been guaranteed, and there has never been a rug sold to any of my customers that I have not gone to their home with my staff to deliver it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I know that you try to give the very best of service, and sometimes even when you try to do your best, though, it hurts, doesn't it? When somebody doesn't appreciate the good job that you try to do for them, doesn't it?
You're in business for 30 years, you know that.
I know all about it.
Satisfy everybody, but we do our best.
That's right. That's right.
That's all we can do.
Now, Tommy, you, of course, you've actually, I didn't realize this about you, but you've run some triathlons.
Right. I've always been a little bit of a fitness buff. I ran track in high school and I had a son that played tennis at the University of South Carolina, so I hit tennis balls with him a lot when he was growing up. And when he left home and I needed to find, I didn't have anybody to hit with anymore, so I went to doing triathlons, which is a lonely sport. It's not really. You have a lot of friends that do it, but I did a full Ironman about when I was 50. I did a full Ironman in Wilmington, North Carolina, so it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
You still doing them?
I'm not. I've had some trouble with my knees. I don't know if that Ironman had anything to do with that or not, but I'm having some knee issues. So I'm playing golf now.
Playing golf?
I'm playing golf.
Okay. Well, that's a...
Trying.
You know, but I don't actually understand the exercise that we get in golf. If you ride in a cart you don't ride.
I won't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But and it's a pretty good walk, but you ride a little bit about the golf. You know, when you ride in a cart, you can, it's a little exercise, but not a whole lot.
That's right. Standing up there swinging and hitting the ball, hopefully, unless you miss it several times, you might get a little more exercise, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good walk. If you walk, it's not bad. You know, I feel like I'm not a great golfer, so if...
So you're hitting the ball a lot more than those that are great golfers. You're getting a better workout. Is that what you're telling us, Tommy?
If I'm going to walk, I might as well do something, so I'll take golf.
Well, that's great. Now, just out of curiosity, what made you decide to go into dentistry?
Well, I always liked the idea of being able to be my own boss, be able to own my own company. I've always been interested in the medical field. I had a brother that's an orthopedic surgeon that went to medical school before me, and that just didn't pull me, but I got interested in dentistry. I had some friends who were dentists that were older, you know, and I kind of used them to pattern what I wanted to do. But I like the autonomy of dentistry. I can, you know, I'm my own boss, and you don't see that much in the medical field anymore. So it's been a great career for me. I've enjoyed it. Greenville's been a great place for me.
Yeah, and I guess truthfully, in today's medical world, dentists are still saying independent, where so many practices are getting bought up by hospitals, et cetera. So that's a little different too.
Right, that's correct. And we've been kind of a boutique industry in the healthcare
boutique,
industry.
Boutique, I like that.
So we've been able to kind of stay to the side a little bit, so for me, it's been great. It's kind of what I wanted to do, and luckily it's worked out well.
Now, what do you specialize? General dentistry? Do you do anything special services or anything in your dentist business?
You know, I'm a general dentist, so I kind of like that. We do a little bit of everything, and I kind of believe if it's in my office, if I can do it as well as a specialist can do it, then I'll do it. If I can't do it as well, then I send it to a specialist. So you can kind of pick and choose, you know, the cases you want to do and that kind of thing. And that's been good. And I've enjoyed it and doing, you know, having a variety. It's kind of like doing triathlons. You don't run all the time. You do a little swimming and biking. So being a general dentist, you do a little bit of everything. So I've enjoyed it.
Now, you got involved with Hydro One. Why did you get involved in Hydro One?
Well, Ann, two of the things we see most commonly in my practice anyway is two things. One is tooth decay. That's what most people recognize. But we see a lot of rampant tooth decay that's all over the mouth. It's very frustrating. It's hard to restore that, to be honest with you. So,
are people not brushing their teeth, or
well,
what's the deal?
We feel like sugar is involved. A lot of people brush their teeth okay. That can be part of it. But when you're sipping on a soft drink or sipping on a sport drink all day,
sweet tea,
you're bathing your teeth in sugar, and you're going to get cavities. We find three things that cause that kind of tooth decay. Most commonly, one would be soft drinks and sport drinks. The second thing would be
sports drinks ought to be good for
people
you.
People think
come
they're health
now.
Drinks, but
no,
there's a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar in sport drinks. And people think they're health drinks,
Gatorade type drinks?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of that. And you see kids now that are athletes, you know, they have it's like a baby bottle. They got those things with them all the time.
Right.
And it becomes a habit, to be honest with you. I almost feel like it's like smoking. It's kind of a hand-to-mouth kind of habit. It's not nicotine, but they really want to have that with them. You know, every time they get in a car, they've got something in their hand and they're sipping on it.
Right.
It seems to be a little bit of that. So we see a lot of people that that create a lot of bad problems with their teeth. So that was one thing. And then we see a lot of obesity, and obesity can be tied in with diabetes. And diabetes is a difficult disease for dental care. So between the
for
two of these.
For dental care, you have a lot of problems with teeth if you have diabetes?
Well, a lot of mainly gum disease, periodontal disease. So diabetics have a hard time. They have a lot of low-profile inflammation, a lot of inflammation. The gums stay inflamed. They don't heal well. And so they get problems with gum disease, not as much tooth decay, but a lot of gum disease. So it's kind of a cyclic thing. People who have diabetes have trouble with periodontal disease. People with periodontal disease actually have a problem sometimes with diabetes or more challenged with it because their bodies don't process insulin in the same way. So it becomes a cyclical process, you know, a catch-22. So we like for people to stay healthy with their teeth and with their weight control or diabetic control. And so I found a product that can help tooth decay or people that have a problem with tooth decay and can also help people with diabetes and obesity because of partly the low sugar, but there's some additives in these drinks that also help both of those processes. One of the drinks has xylitol in it, which is a sweetener that will kill some of the bacteria that cause tooth decay. It also has a cinnamon extract in it that modulates the way the body processes insulin. So the science behind these drinks is very formidable. The fellow that actually is the scientist behind developing these is the head of the immunology department in the dental school that used to be the Medical College of Georgia. I think they call it now the Regents. They've changed the name a couple of times. Regents University, I think.
Georgia Regent.
But a very intelligent man. And he also, you know, you see scientists sometimes who just stay in the lab, but he recognizes what people want, what people need, and he develops a product that kind of can help that. So it's I just think it's a great product, and that's the way I got involved. I felt like, you know, if you need to walk the walk, and this was a product that helped us do that.
That's right. I understand you even have it in your office.
That's right. We give samples. We give, you know, we recommend it, and we, you know, it's hard to recommend something if they haven't tried it. So we give them a chance to try it, maybe give them a bottle, and just tell them the benefits of it. And some people choose it, some people don't. But we feel like at least we can offer it to them as a choice. And, you know, the two reasons we see people that have some of the dental problems they do, one is they just don't know any better. And then the second reason, they just don't do any better. And so our job is to help them know better. And so that's one of the things we try to do. We try to help all of our patients. We feel it's important for them to be able to keep their teeth healthy, chewing, smiling for the rest of their life. And some people really just don't, they're not educated enough, they don't know better. So a lot of our job is education, prevention, some of those sort of things you know, natural teeth work better than restored teeth, to be honest with you. So if we can prevent problems, that's always better.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. We are talking about Hydro One Premium Beverages. I've got Sammy here and I've got Dr. Tommy Stoddard. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're talking about Hydro One Premium Beverages and all the good effects. And, you know, it really starts at home. And I think, Sammy, you really want the people in Greenwood to get healthy. You
exactly.
want to start this at home. I mean, you are marketing this, of course, outside the area and into different organizations and this type of thing. But you would really like to see the people at home get healthy. In fact, back in 2013... in September, Mayor Wilburn Adams proclaimed Hydro One as the beverage, the official beverage for the city of Greenwood.
Yes, they did.
That's right.
We're very proud of that.
Absolutely. But, you know, I know you're involved in this and all this other stuff, but how did you get involved in this? From Rugs of Distinction to Hydro One. I need to know how this came together.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I had my shop, I had one of my shops in Rugs of Distinction in Augusta, Georgia, and I met, you know, a friend of mine, Dr. Bobon, who Dr. Stoddard was just talking about him, genius, and he's one of the top 8 doctors in the United States, has been selected to go to Geneva every year, represent the United States. So the kid is brilliant, and I call him kid, he's only 42, 43 years old. So, and we sat down with Dr. Field, and having Dr. Field's father with diabetes, we decided that we need to do something. And we've seen, you know, 8-10 years ago, even prior to that, see how bad the sugar is affecting our children. And we watched, you know, even as a player, as a coach, I saw my kids are coming with 32-ounce Gatorade to the field and not knowing how much sugar is in there, how much sodium, how much caffeine. And so we realized that this is taking over. And from there on, we decided, okay, let's come up with something healthier. At least our children will have an option. That was the idea. So we came up with the Hydro One products. And our flagship products was Rev D line, which is Dr. Stoddard just mentioned. We designed that. It is sugar-free products. It is all natural, just like the rest of our products. They're all gluten-free. and they're tasty. They won the highest award in a taste. So it's not just another sugar-free product that you say, okay, it probably doesn't taste good. So that's what we were proud of.
Right. And so because of that, you have been, how long has Hydro One been around, Hydro One Beverages?
We started it 8 years ago, but our products was not in the market because we want to make sure you can go, especially let's say with a southerner, and a lot of our country people, they're doing that, especially in South. They used to be just the sweet tea. Now they're going half and half. So we knew we can't just cut the sugar immediately. So we came up with the products that it is sweet, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have all the artificial coloring, flavor, or sugar in it. So we decided to come up with the products that is tasty, and it does still have a little bit of taste of sugar in it.
So we're going to have to talk when we come back. We've got a lot of issues to talk about, from diabetes to your teeth, all this good stuff. You're going to want to hear what Sammy and Dr. Tommy Stoddard have to say. So why don't you stay right with us? We're going to join the news in progress, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. I tell you what, I'm going to sound like an infomercial. If your mind isn't changed at the end of this show, I don't know what to tell you. So here, why don't you stay right with us? We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I tell you what, Sammy is in Greenwood. We are very blessed to have Sammy here because one person at a time, he is making inroads into people understanding how much sugar is in our Cokes, our Gatorade, this type of thing. You've done this for me before, Sammy, where you've taken a bottle of Gatorade or Coke or whatever and had people look at the label, right?
Correct.
And then have a scale sitting right there, and how many packets of sugar. Now, how many packets of sugar are in a 12-ounce Coke, I guess?
And you would be shocked, for the last 8 years, every time we do educational tasting, everywhere we go, whether it's a church, whether it's a school, whether it's a health store, even our nurses, when we ask them and we show them the package of sugar, and we ask them how many grams of sugar is in one of these packages. And to be fair to Americans, we are not a gram people. Back home, we go by gram.
Right.
1,000 gram is 1 kilo.
Right.
So Americans, they're not familiar with the kilo. We go with ounce. So most Americans say between 10 to 30 gram of sugar is in one package. Then they find that there's only 3 grams.
Okay.
So our goal to begin with is education. We want the people to do two things when they pick up a beverage or any products that contain sugar or carbs or calorie or sodium. So if they look at it, they need to do two things. Read the sugar and understand the package, and each package how much they weigh. So, and number two, make sure to read the serving. You do not believe. We show a 32-ounce sports drink to the people, and we ask them how many grams of sugar is in there. They look at it, says 21. And we keep asking them, please look at it again. And it says 21. What they are not looking, they said, okay, 21 would be 7 packages of sugar. But when I show them, this is 4 serving in this bottle. So you're looking at 27 packages of sugar, 84 grams of sugar. That's what the problem is.
I'm going to tell a story on Jeff here. The other day we got some beautiful corn muffins from down there at Publix, and he had chili, and he had a corn muffin, and he goes, so good, I think I'll have another one. He read the calorie count after he had the second one. He didn't eat anything the rest of the day because like 450 calories in that one muffin. Now, that's just the calories from that muffin. Doesn't matter what's in it, but just the calories. So you're right. Portions are a real problem for us in the United States. We see a package, we think that's one serving.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. This morning, I was in one of our healthy stores in the restaurant, and they had Welch, 8 ounce. And we do not realize you know, the amount of sugar that it's required for our body is between 16 to 20 grams a day. That 8 ounce had 45 grams. And juice. We give to our children, it's juice.
Yeah.
Right.
And our orange juices. I want you guys to look at the orange juice. 16 ounce orange juice.
Well, what about apple juice? Because we always think about apple juice for kids. You know, don't they always say a nice apple juice with kids rather than a Coke or something?
Definitely no. Again, you need to read how much sugar is in that 8 ounce. You'd be surprised.
You know, I just don't understand. We keep hearing about sugar on the national market. In fact, I think they're even talking about taxing sugar.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Tommy, you were saying that sugar is almost, in one point, if you overhave too much sugar, it's almost a poison to your body.
Well, you're seeing that now in some of the research. I that's a strong word, but that's some of the word that I have read. I didn't make that up. You know, it really creates a lot of trouble. I mean, type 2 diabetes, and it's a difficult thing to understand. Who knows which came first? You know, are obese people, does the obesity cause diabetes, or because they've got diabetes, do they become obese? Because your body does not use insulin properly when you're a type 2 diabetic. What we do know is that reducing the sugar helps both. So we feel like the sugar has a lot to do with it. And again, that's one of the reasons that I got involved with this product, because it's either low sugar or no sugar. And then it's got some additives that also help, say, for diabetes. It's got this cinnamon extract that actually helps the way the body uses insulin. It's kind of a complicated model. And you know, if you're not listening to Sammy, you really don't know where to turn sometimes to get your information. So it's important, I think, for people to get educated.
You know, I would think that you've had this product for 8 years, Sammy. I would think people would be jumping up and down and jumping on the bandwagon saying, why aren't we getting more of this in our teams, our schools, all this type of thing.
Well, to be honest with you, people, and Dr. Stella just said that, people, they don't realize how addicted they are. People come to our office, we show them exactly, they tell us what they drink, and we show them how many package of sugar an individual goes to a fast food restaurant, let's say they're like their sweet tea, mm-hmm. and we show it to them. By the time they get to the office and they get that super size for free to go, they ended up with 52 package of sugar in their body just for a lunchtime.
And they
but you
would
know what the comment is? Oh, it tastes so good.
Yeah, but you know, I think if they realized it was that many packets of sugar, just like when you show them, they wouldn't do that. It's kind of like putting the menus up there, and they tell you the grams and everything. They really have taken the, I think I will have this today, because you look at it and you go, okay, I'll have the egg white.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Ann. I mean, our government, our country, they're all realizing that. For like 60 years, this is the first time in history they took all the sugary products with Coke or Pepsi machine out of our school system. Mm-hmm. So they are helping, and we are part of that, you know, revolution. People, they don't realize we have 1.5 million people around the world, they die with obesity every year. 9% of the Americans are diabetic. That's 30 million Americans that have diabetes, and we have close to 82 million pre-diabetic. That's almost one-third of our country. One out of three students in our school system is obese. Not overweight, obese.
So, but what, I mean, if people start drinking the product, will they, will this help control their diabetes?
The great news about type 2 diabetes, which is 90% of that 9%, mm-hmm. they're type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes you can easily control by exercise, by eating and drinking properly, and watching your weight. And the problem is we need to exercise average 3 times a week. And how often you as your listener, you know who you are, how often you do that.
Right.
Okay. And I want to challenge everybody. They can come to our office on, you know, downtown.
We'll, Rugs of Distinction.
Rugs of Distinction or Hydro right. 1, 312, you know, 314 Main Street. They can come and we will give them a sample. We will let them taste the products. We even make a smoothie for them to realize they can actually use it as a meal. We're willing to do all that because our goal is education. Individual like Dr. Stoddard, that they join our company, they put their money, their time, their knowledge, they're not interested to sell these products so they can make a profit. That was not our goal to begin with. So that's why we are anxious to get our town to be a role model. And we had a privilege to have our congressman, Jeff Duncan, came from Washington, and he is helping us try to get these products in the school system.
How's that going?
It's going excellent. We're working with a number of, from Molly Spearman
to
our superintendent. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to he sent a direct letter to her. He sent a direct letter to our governor, Nikki Haley, to our Congress, and to our Department of Commerce.
Right.
So they're all getting together and trying to find out how we can help each other to get these products into the hand of our children.
Wow.
Because you know what the problem is? We took the sugary products out of the school system. You know what we left for them to drink?
What?
A diet with aspartame. Probably the worst thing they could ever do for our children.
Why is that the worst?
Aspartame?
Yes.
Okay. Almost 18 years ago, word diet was introduced to the United States through aspartame. 33% more Americans are obese because it triggers your body. It feels, so it's a quick fix.
So if you have one, you want another one.
Definitely.
That's right.
Well, and your body, apparently, from the things I've read, and I'm not a research scientist, but the body has a hard time recognizing it. It recognizes the sweetness, but it doesn't have the caloric intake that should come behind it. So now your body says,
I need more.
Where's the beef, as the lady said from Burger King? It's not with it. So, yeah, it needs more. So it makes you eat more. That's one of the things, one of the theories that they have about aspartame. You do see a lot of people drinking diet drinks that are somewhat overweight. You see that a lot. Now, whether it is they tried that when they became overweight again, which came first, the chicken or the egg, we don't know, but it seems to be associated.
Well, now, coming up in November is National Diabetes Month. And, Sammy, I think one of the things that when we think about people having diabetes, whether we have somebody in our family or not, diabetes is affecting our whole country.
Exactly.
And in fact, it could be considered a national issue of security. I you told me that, and I was like, wow, what are you talking about?
Well, realistically, and there was an article there in New York, the way we're going right now, and if we don't control that, by 2025, they're predicting that only one out of four American can be listed in our armed forces, because the other three cannot pass the test for, because whether it's a diabetics, they're diabetics, whether they're overweight or they have a heart problem or cholesterol problem.
Right.
So, our biggest concern, even this is from 2012, we spent $322 billion for diabetics, and $176 billion of it was just the cost. And the rest of it was losing the individual that not going to work. So I am just talking about if we can get these money back into our education, back into our school system, better food, better drink in our school system. I mean, I mentioned that last time I was talking to you. Our culture here is going backward. We spend $55,000 to keep a criminal in jail. Mm-hmm. But we only spend $5,500 for a student to go to school for their food and drinks. There is something wrong here.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Tommy?
Well, actually, I think he's exactly right. You see, I've seen statistics that show a lot of the health monitors or numbers are actually getting better. People are living longer. People are having a healthier life a lot of times, except for this one issue. Diabetes is getting worse. And so, you're mentioning security. I'll give you a little quick dental fact here. But in World War II, in some of the southern states, and I think some of the rural Midwestern states, they couldn't recruit some of the guys. They had big recruiting. Every man went over there. They had too much tooth decay. Their teeth were so rotten they couldn't recruit them and put them in the service.
Wow.
And in a lot of rural areas, they weren't educated. And so that was a problem. That's been a problem before. Could be a problem later. So he's probably right.
Well, they are talking about that it is conceivable this next generation, wherever it starts, could live shorter lives than we have anticipated as far as length of life, that this could be the first generation coming up.
Well, and right. And when Sammy's talking about putting some of these kind of products in the schools, all of a sudden they become a little more educated, even if they're parents may not be as educated about these kind of things. Sometimes these kids, obviously, they gain knowledge in school, and they can learn a little bit about diet and that kind of thing with some of the products they have in the vending machines. They have a lot of choices in those vending. Although the choices, like I say, I think the choices are much less now. I think it's Dasani water and Diet Coke.
That is true. That is true. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. We are talking with Sammy
Nasrullahi.
Okay, right here.
Easy for you to say.
That's right, easy for me to say. And Dr. Tommy Stoddard, and we're talking about Hydro One this afternoon. You know, Sammy is really kind of a hyper type of guy. I mean, he really gets excited talking about Hydro One. Actually, I think all your life you have been excited about whatever you've been involved in. But I really feel that Hydro One has become a passion for you, Sammy.
Honestly, it is. Because when I see each one of our players that's switching from the sugary products, whether, you know, whether it's a Coke or Pepsi products or Gatorade or Powerade, when I see him and carrying one of our bottle, for me, it is achievement. As a coach, when you see a player realize, you know what, I want to live longer, coach. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want my leg to be amputated. So this is very serious issue. Mm-hmm. Dr. Starr just mentioned that. This diabetes epidemic is here to stay.
Yeah, it's an epidemic, that is for sure.
So we need to do something, and we need to be serious. And I'd love for people to go to our website at www.hydroonebeverages.com. Join us, you know, whether it's a Facebook or social media, whatever. And if you have a question, just let us know, you know, friends
okay,
us.
And they really should come by and see you down there at Rugs of Distinction, right there on Main Street there. In
314
Uptown,
Main Street.
Mm-hmm, Uptown Greenwood. And now, you know, I'm real curious because you said you make smoothies out of this. What exactly, how do you make your smoothies?
Well, a lot of people, they think it's the hardest thing in the world. You pick up one of our bottled drink, whether it's our Rev D pineapple mango or our Rev D blueberry pomegranate or even our sports drink if you're an athlete and you want to have some electrolytes, and basically pour it in your blender and put your fruit and vegetables, whatever your favorite is, and turn it on. For those of you that, you know, like to have a little bit of protein, add a little bit of yogurt to it. Or put your whatever protein powder you're using, as long as it's all natural, because our products are all natural. And you get yourself a nice, tasty smoothie.
Okay.
Very simple.
Very simple. You know, one of the other things, though, Sammy, is that people do have to be educated. And I think what you're telling us here this afternoon is education is part of the problem. We've been conditioned to pick up that Coke or pick up that Pepsi or in the South that sweet tea. And you've talked about, Tommy, how it is so bad for our teeth.
Right. And we see when people get the knowledge, most people will react, you know, or respond to it. Like I say, some people don't know better, some people won't do better, but most of the time when people know better, they will respond. And we've seen a lot of that with these products in our office. When we introduce it to people, we have people coming back and buying it. So it's been good for us, and it's really helped a lot of our patients. You know, when we see them every 6 months, they come in and we see how they're doing, and a lot of them are just doing better, doing great.
Wow. You know, that is a real endorsement from that aspect. With National Diabetes Month coming up, Sammy, here in November, are you planning any special type of getting out there or what's going to be happening as far as National
Believe
Diabetes?
Believe it or not, if they join us on our website or Facebook or basically Facebook or social media, they can see we are constantly sending educational, tips, and information. And we have a team that is constantly doing that. In order for them to see it, they can just, again, go to our website, or join us or in our Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, whatever, whatever social media Hydro One has. You know, we'd be more than. They have any question, they can call us at the store number. They can call us at 864-227-0663.
Okay.
Or they can go to our website. There is an 88 number in there. So that is, no matter where they live in the United States, they can. And we have a partnership with FedEx that if you order minimum 4 cases, there will be no shipping, no tax, and it will be free and delivered to your house no matter where you live. If you have friends and family lives out of a state, you can do that. So it's not that this product is just in Greenwood. In some area in the local Georgia and South Carolina, we're in a fresh market and Whole Foods.
Okay. And what markets can they buy it here in Greenwood?
Locally, obviously, Dr. Stutter's office, you know, and again, I want to appreciate you and Dr. Stutter, obviously, you having us here, and Dr. Stutter joining our team. And his office, believe it or not, in the last few months that they've been carrying our products, sold a lot more than many retail stores in our area. And just tells you it's education, because his team talks to their patients, talks to the individual walk through that door. And in our town, obviously, from even uptown, you can see that uptown Pizzazz, Howard and Main Street, you know, you have Action Sports.
That's
you
right.
have them at a pantry shop and
Aroma,
definitely Aroma Cafe and
Corley's
Market.
Corley's Market, yeah.
So there are a number of stores. And any of the offices in our town, there are a number of offices, they carry our products. Any group and organization, they want to do a fundraising. We have a fundraising available for churches, for a nonprofit organization. So,
there you go. Please. All right. So there's a lot of opportunity to give it a try. Now, as far as some of the teams here in Greenwood, are some of them starting to use it?
As a matter of fact, we are official drink of Arturo Soccer Club. We are very proud of their members. So we are helping. As again, we are open to individuals from, you know, any group, you know, non-profit, church group, school. They want to do a simple fundraising for their team, they want to travel, for their cheerleader team, for soccer team. We're available, and we usually donate $8 per case to their, you know, to their organization.
That's right. So instead of Krispy Kremes,
bingo.
There you go. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We have been very privileged to be able to sit down with you, Sammy, and your enthusiasm always carries you well. Now, if you could just translate that into the general public, learning about Hydro One Beverages. Check it out on your Facebook page, Hydro One Beverages. Go by Dr. Stoddard's office. If you're a patient of his, you know, make sure you check it and pick up some while you're there. You know, how long does it take just to see if you quit drinking sweet tea today and you started drinking some of your beverages, how long does it take to see a difference?
Here's another area that I would love for people, and we take challenge.
Okay.
We have people that they took a challenge, and my challenge is, if, let's say you just mentioned that,
okay,
an individual that they like their sweet tea, or they like their colas. An average person drinks 2 colas a day. And if you look at your colas, they're a minimum between 200 to 280 calories. So we calculate that. And if you look at that individual for 1 year, you're looking over 216,000 calories. So if they switch it to one of our drink,
yes,
you're looking at the difference is 200 calories. So you divide that 200 calories by 3,500 calories per pound,
that's a pound.
You're looking at 50 pounds. So individual, realistically, but obviously we recommend them to eat healthy, drink healthy. They take our challenge and they drop their colas, they drop their sweet tea and convert to one of our drink. They can easily lose anywhere between 30 to 50 pounds a year.
Wow. Now, how long, though, does it take for a person to maybe feel better? To see a difference in, you know, if I quit drinking the colas and I start drinking your product, will I start feeling any better? From a diabetic standpoint, will there be a difference?
As a matter of fact, we have individual, and I'm going to just give her first name, Karen.
Okay.
Just took our challenge, and she has lost so far, within less than 4 months, 34 pounds. 34 pounds. So you should see her. She is on the bike right now. She goes to the YMCA and does training. You know, she helps with the soups and kitchen.
Right.
I mean, she's got a lot of energy that she's out there and
that
doing
stuff.
She didn't have that before.
Okay.
I mean, you think about it. You take 35 pounds off
right.
of your back.
Right.
or walk around in a street with 35 pounds of a, you know, a pack, sack of rice and see how fast your knee is going to, you know, give up.
Sure.
And I think maybe even within a week. I mean, I think it can happen fairly quickly.
How much better you start feeling. Right.
So yeah. I think maybe in a week or so. I mean, I don't think it takes that long to have some benefits. I really do think some of the, you know, some of the effects of sugar and some of the sweetener products and things like that have a toxic effect. And in a week or so, I do think you could feel a little bit different.
Well, that's what I was asking, you know.
Perfect example to answer that question, just mentioned that. Once you start drinking our products, it's going to detox your body. Okay. So if you feel like you start drinking our products and you're traveling more often to the bathroom because it's cleaning your inside.
Okay.
Because it's going to take time for the poison inside your body to be washed. And that's what most individual feels. They said, is this normal for me, you know, going to the bathroom more often? Yes, it is. Because what our product goes in there is going to detoxicate your body. That's where you start feeling
like
much better.
Like kind of cleaning a radiator here?
Exactly.
Okay, Tommy. All right. Okay. Well, there really is no reason not to try it.
Exactly. You got nothing to lose except your, you know, losing some weight
right.
and become healthier. And by the way, before we go, I definitely want to say thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you very much,
my
Sammy.
Pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We wish that we had more people like you.
Well, thank you
I'm
very
on your
much.
Team. You know that.
I know you are. And I think you do a great job, too.
We need more people like you and I to, you know.
Well, it's a constant working at it, right?
We'll get there.
We will. That's right. And Dr. Tommy Stoddard, thank you for taking some valuable time and coming out here to talk about the benefits from a dentist aspect.
Thank you so much for having us, Ann. And again, I would also like to tell you how much we appreciate being here and what a cool place this is. If you haven't come to see this place, you need to come see it. They've got a lot of interesting things here. So it is a fun time. I appreciate being here.
All right. Thank you so much. This is WCRS Tri Hydro One Beverages. It does a body good. That's right. And what does your son say? Drink responsibly.
Exactly.
That's right. Drink responsibly. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS. Check his beverages out at the different places we talked about, but also go up there to Rugs of Distinction and see the Energizer Bunny himself, Sammy, right there. He will amaze you with what he can tell you about Hydro One. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.